Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Love a same game multi? Now get a same race multi all spring racing season. Download the Sportsbet app and gamble responsibly. 1 800 858 858.
It's finally been announced. Adelaide have their 11th senior coach of their history of the Adelaide Football Club. That man's name is Matthew Nix. He joins us right now on the Rush Hour. Nixie, I don't even know whether I can call you Nixie anymore. Welcome and congratulations, mate.
You can call me Nixie Lurie. Thank you very much, mate. I appreciate it.
Very excited for you, Nixie. Very, very excited. And I think the football club have got themselves a great man. You must be pinching yourself, Nixie, that you're finally going to get a crack at the big time in your own show.
Yeah, guys, I'm really excited about it. It was quite a process we went through with the club. They were ultra professional with it. But just to yesterday to get the confirmation, we were over the moon. Courtney, the kids and I, we get to come home. So not only have I got an opportunity to coach, a side, but I've also got the opportunity to come back and do it in what is my home state.
It's a tough football club to coach, Nixie, because bar Phil Walsh, most of them being tapped after 2 years not playing some finals football. I just thought I'd get that out there early. But what will you be bringing in to this football club as a senior coach and as a person that can build wonderful relationships?
You sort of hit it, Jars. It's, I guess if you talk about my philosophy as a coach and what it's been the whole journey, I've been all about people, all about good people, about putting others first, relationships being a priority. So when the job came up, it was an instant one where I just thought, look, I'm ready to coach. The club need exactly what I bring. Obviously, there's things you're going to continue to work on as a coach, but I thought I need to come and talk to these guys. And throughout the process that we went through, that the more I spoke to them, the more I realised that it was just a perfect fit. And we talked through a lot of it. This club's got an amazing supporter base. We've got to engage those back into the club as well. Our playing group. I've been able to speak to a number of them this morning in the couple of hours that I've had to do so, and they're excited about the next sort of chapter, and they're already back training and looking after themselves. So it's a really exciting time for both myself, but also for the club.
Nixie, how important to step away and experience different thought processes and patterns by leaving Port Adelaide and going to GWS?
It was huge, Louis. You spend a lot of time. I spent a lot of time at Port Adelaide, and I learned a hell of a lot, from guys like Ken Hinckley and Chris Davies. These, even Phil Walsh was there at Port Adelaide with me, and you work alongside some really strong characters, and you learn a lot. But I think to get away from SA, go and experience the Giants and experience their culture and the way they've set that club up. I hold them right up the top as far as organisations I've worked in. They're ultra professional, and yet they're so open and inviting, as far as family and putting others first. And I found it a really rewarding year. We didn't quite get the job done in the end, but I know that group's going to go on and be even stronger again. Let's not hope they're too much stronger in the next few years, but it was a huge move for me to get over there. I think it's going to help me dramatically with this role.
Big changing in the guard, Nixie. Obviously, a lot of players are moving around, and you pick a list up that's going to be rejuvenated, but also have some change and different looks about it. Brad Crouch, have you spoken to him, and have you given him your assessment of where you're at and what you want from him? Do you want him to stay?
Yeah. Well, I'd love him to stay. He's just one of our best and fairest. He's had a fantastic season, and he's an outstanding player. But even more importantly, he's an outstanding character. Both he and Matt. I was able to get a hold of Matt this morning. He's in New York, so we had a brief chat just to see how he's going, and just to let him know that I'm here for him if he needs. Unfortunately, Brad, I haven't got yet, but it'll be the first thing I'm doing as soon as I leave the cafe. I'll be trying to get him. I believe he's in New Zealand at the moment, so it's a little tougher at this point to get all the players. Mainly, they're away. They're freshening up. They're keeping the mind fresh. So. Yeah, you don't want to bother him too much, but I'll definitely make contact with him when I can.
Matty, style of footy, what's the game plan going to look like next year? Is it going to be sexy footy like the Richmond Footy Club and the Brisbane Lions, or is it going to be a stop-start type game of football, keep possession like Hawthorn?
It's funny, Jars, how we assess Richmond as a sexy style and Brisbane. When you dive down into it, both teams that really don't take a lot of risk with the footy, especially back half of the ground, we'll do some stuff with our game plan, and a lot of it will be based around our contest. We've got a group, you know, led by Rory Sloan, that just love the contest. They love to put their head in, yep, you know, in the hole, and they enjoy that. And I think that's where the game's won and lost. So we're going to drill down on that. We're going to get ourselves to a level where, you know, our supporter base is proud to watch it. I think you've got to have that when it comes to finals footy. We saw the last months of this season that, you know, you better bring the heat and the fight if you want to be, you know, coming out on top. So we'll push that, and then we'll really work off of that. And part of that is about being able to punish opposition off turnover. That's where I think, you know, Richmond have got it right, and that's where they do look, you know, that sexy style of footy that they're going fast. It's really their ability to bring the heat and pressure, you know, on defence and then transition to offence. They're just outstanding. You've got to give them credit where it's due.
Nixie, clubs have to do their due diligence. I would assume that prospective coaches have to do their due diligence as well. How much did you ask, inquire, if any, about the external review findings on the football club? And secondly on that, how much did you go into, or did you at all, inquire about the infamous camp on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, no, good question, Louis. Look, a lot of it was, I mean, we felt each other out throughout the process, but a lot of it from my point of view is about where are we headed, what's coming up next. And look, I'm not going to lie, over the journey, I'm going to talk to these players and I'm going to get a better understanding of them as individuals. And some of the information may come out in time, but the last thing I want to do is go back in the past and bring up, you know, I guess memories that aren't positive ones. But I think we've got a fantastic list. I spoke to the club and the whole time throughout our discussions, all I could talk to them about was how positive I am and what I see the future. So that's really what I pushed. I didn't go too deep into any of the discussions you're talking about.
Josh Jenkins, you take on where JJ's at. His name hasn't been thrown up yet. Do you get involved in this trade period, or do you just sit tight and let Justin Reed and co do their business?
Yeah, I haven't been hugely involved. Justin and I have an understanding of what they're trying to do as list managers. So we've made sure that's aligned, and that was aligned with, I guess, what I'm talking to the club about, you know, around our game style and what we want to have as our DNA. So that's about as much as I've been involved, though, Louis. And you know, the appointment was only made within the last 24 hours. And the last thing I want to do is come in and tell them how to do their jobs. I think they're really good operators. So they'll work through that.
Matty, will you be making some changes in the coaches' box in regards to assistant coaches and the SANFL program?
Well, look, I haven't had a chance to meet their coaches as yet, Louis. Right. But what I have done is spoke to a number of them this morning. We'll get together well and truly before the players come back. And we'll sit down and have a discussion around what they feel is going to help us going forward. They know the place intimately. They've been here for longer than I have. Okay. So we'll get a bit of a feel on, you know, where to from here, what their thoughts are, and we'll try and align that with where I'm trying to head. But by no means are we going to, you know, throw everything out and start from scratch. I think we've got some opportunity there. You know, there's positions that are now available.
Yep.
But we'll definitely take our time on those and make sure we get the right person.
It's great to talk to you, mate. We wish you all the best endeavours. Look, breaking the ice is going to be important. Jarns and I spoke about it earlier. Big moment for you to come out and find out a nice way to touch base with the boys. We suggest, what, a slab?
Slab.
A few bits and pieces. Yeah. Just somewhere different, though, Nixie. You know, don't do the old tried and true stuff, all right? Mm. Go with a new one. No barbecues at home.
No.
Where's the new one, guys? Where are we headed?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have access all areas with the Crows, so we might come down into your office and discuss a few ideas.
No problem. I'll see what I can do. I'll talk to my people and they'll talk to your people.
Good on you, mate.
We'll go from there.
On a serious note, mate, congrats all again. Cannot wait to see it in action.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jarz and Louis. Love a same game multi? Now get a same race multi all spring racing season. Download the Sportsbet app and gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.